This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Libya's two warring factions, the government in Tripoli and a rival Eastern administration, signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page, quote, "The 5+5 Joint Military Commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya," end quote, adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. The European Commission welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire, calling for it to go into immediate effect and for peace talks to resume. EU's foreign policy spokesman told reporters the agreement, quote, "is key for the resumption of a political dialogue," end quote. Sporadic gunshots were heard in Lagos Friday as security forces patrolled Nigeria's biggest city after days of unrest following the shooting of protesters that sparked condemnation at home and abroad. The president warned demonstrators in a televised address Thursday not to, quote, "undermine national security," end quote, as he called for an end to widespread protests gripping Africa's most populous country. Guinea President Alpha Conde appears to have secured a third term in office based on preliminary results of Sunday's election. A Conde spokesman told Reuters news agency the campaign is satisfied with the first results, which gives the president's team hope and confidence for a certain victory. With most electoral districts counted, Conde reportedly received 2.4 million votes. The spokesperson for the opposition candidate, who reportedly received 1.26 million votes, said without providing proof, the vote included alleged fraud and will be challenged in court. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin met the king on Friday to ask him to declare a state of emergency. Two sources with direct knowledge of the matter said, a move that opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim denounced as an attempt to cling to power. The sources, who spoke on condition of anonymity as they were not authorized to speak to the media, did not give the reason for the request. The proposed emergency would include the suspension of parliament, which is due to reconvene in November, but spare the public additional restrictions beyond the coronavirus curbs currently in place, one of the sources said. A judge in the U.S. state of Minnesota has dismissed a third-degree murder charge against the former police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck, but a second-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin remains. The judge's ruling was made public Thursday. Chauvin now faces two counts going forward, second-degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd, a black man who was in handcuffs, died in late May after the white officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck as Floyd said he couldn't breathe. With the U.S. presidential election less than 2 weeks away, the two candidates held their final debate Thursday night in the state of Tennessee. The debate had a starkly different tone than the last time the two men shared a stage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This actually resembled a debate, as opposed to the chaos in Cleveland last month. There were sharp exchanges and interruptions, but both men softened their tones, most notably the president, who occasionally asked moderator Kristen Welker if he could make a point and thanked her several times. Chris Wallace, who moderated the first debate, said he's jealous.
That was AP correspondent Sagar Magani. The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee approved Thursday President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat. Democrats on the committee boycotted the vote, resulting in a 12-0 vote in favor of the nomination. The matter goes to the full Senate for consideration with a final confirmation vote planned for Monday. Barrett would replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. U.S. regulators have approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is an antiviral medicine given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization. Its maker, Gilead Sciences, said Thursday that the drug is approved for people at least 12 years old who need hospitalization for their coronavirus infections. World stock markets mostly rose Friday on U.S. stimulus hopes and bright company earnings, but gains were capped by broadly downbeat survey data in the Eurozone, dealer said. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.